Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 16, 2023. What is the mind? Question: what is the difference between intellect and mind? Answer: intellect and mind are to some extent synonyms because both mean the ability to think logically. Of course, there is a very large share of heredity in the genetic spiritual regime and our natural data, but, in general, it can be developed, because mind and intellect develop along with desires. The mind of a Kabbalist, just like the mind of an ordinary person, is just a servant of his desires. Desire is matter. First a desire appears and everything else is an accomplice to achieving the desired. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is mind? February 25, 2011. The mysterious part of humanity. Question: what is a woman in spirituality? What is a woman in your understanding? Answer: this is the most difficult question because a woman is a mysterious part of the universe, Malkhut, meaning desire, which is the only thing that was created by the Creator. In our world, the personification of the Creator is a man, and a woman is a representation of creation, of the created being. Basically, if we are talking about man and woman, we mean two parts of a person created by the Creator. Both parts complement each other and only together can come to correction. The female part is more passive and is inclined to fulfillment, reception, to being approached as a companion, because she helps and accompanies correction. Indeed, women resist the process that humanity must go through less. A man represents the part of creation that needs to be corrected first. He actively corrects himself, if he is engaged in it, of course, and therefore it is more difficult for him. He needs women's support. He does not agree that he needs correction as a woman does. In this respect, he is disobedient to the Creator, that is, to the force of nature that shows him that it is necessary to move toward the goal. This confrontation with the Creator is impossible for a man without a woman's help. A woman is a great helper in terms of correction. She gives strength and support and provides security. She was created in such a way that without her a man is not able to correct himself. But the main correction is on him. From CabTV's I Got a Call. A Woman, January 23, 2011. Living by the laws of bestowal. Question: why are the phenomena that are called spiritual advancement composed of opposite things? How can this be logical in the perception of a Kabbalist when it is completely incompatible for an ordinary person? Answer: it is because an ordinary person has a small animalistic mind. He exists only in it and sees only those events that his animalistic state observes and nothing else. A Kabbalist, however, develops an additional vision, sensation, and additional kelim, desires internally. Our animalistic desires give us bodily sensations of our world. But by studying Kabbalah and being integrated with the group, with the friends, we develop external desires in ourselves and begin to feel everything in them outside of ourselves. It turns out that I feel the friends as myself. Naturally, this happens gradually, from a small percentage to a large one. There are 125 degrees in feeling the friends. But when we exit ourselves in this way, we begin to feel the upper world. There are completely different laws in it, inverse to our world, the laws of bestowal. So, it is said, I saw the reverse world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is logic? February 21, 2011. Becoming incorporated in the upper mind. Comment: you said that you do not use your mind, but you connect to a certain spiritual degree and then you can feel it. My response: no, it is not that I exist without a mind, but simply in order to attain a higher degree, I annul my mind and connect to the mind of that degree. Of course, I have mind. It was given to me in order to annul it and acquire a higher mind instead of it. Moreover, this is not meditation or yoga exercises, it is a person's inner work. The next degree is always a greater connection with the souls outside of you, with the desires of the group, with the desires of the environment that also aspires to reveal the upper world, the Creator. Hence, if I make efforts and try to connect to my students, it doesn't even matter what world I am in, whether I am alive or have already died, since the body does not have any significance at all, then, by acquiring a greater connection with them, I acquire the ability to ascend to the next degree, to be incorporated in it. This pressure and effort to attain the higher degree is based on my annulling my mind and wishing to be included in the upper mind. That is exactly how one acquires it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is mind? February 25, 2011. A happy ending for all mankind. Our whole path to the final correction, Gamma Tikkun, is called the path of correction. We are getting corrected like you get your car fixed by a mechanic. It will be fixed for you, and then you go somewhere in it. And where we will go next, we do not know. Attainment of the Creator, becoming equal to Him, is the first stage of our vast, long existence. This attainment is endless. Where to and how onward is unclear. Are there concepts of time and causal movement? After all, this is a completely different mind. Even in the spiritual world we are talking about, material concepts no longer exist. Still we can talk about it because our and the upper world are connected to each other. And that one is even higher, through the spiritual world. That is why we can't imagine it. But don't worry. Whether we want to or not, we're going to get there anyway. So, this is the end of all of humanity, but a happy ending. Question: then as partners of the Creator will we move together with Him to another degree? Answer: yes. We are already together, as equal partners, we will go somewhere further. The Creator wants us to become absolutely equal with Him on the way to that degree. Therefore, He leads us through the path of shattering and correcting. It is the same as when you break something in order to understand how it is made, and then gradually assemble it. And then you already know everything, both its purpose and its work. That is what we are doing now. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is it to be out of the body? February 21, 2011. Frozen language. Every letter in Hebrew is a symbol of some state that always includes the property of bestowal, the property of receiving, and their combination. For nearly 6,000 years from the appearance of Hebrew, there have been no changes in it. The writing and grammar have remained absolutely the same. They do not change because the spiritual world from which everything comes does not change. This is a frozen language because its origin does not lie in our world. Our world is constantly changing, but the spiritual world is not. However, during the many years since the appearance of Hebrew, people have changed significantly. Had we met a person from the far past, say Moses or Abraham, and they started talking with us, we would have a hard time understanding their oral speech. However, we can easily read written texts. They are written in the same way as modern ones, with even more precision, since for the last 100 years of its usage on a daily basis spoken Hebrew has been terribly distorted. However, this does not change anything in the Kabbalistic sources. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Voice Telepathy, January 23, 2011.